Shades of darkness, shades of light. New beginnings, old regrets. It's worth forgiving, one forgets. About a photo booth picture of a man who never gets a break. It's like a little memento of the past, and the memories are to take. And every time I look into the mirror, I see another line.
Singer-songwriter A.J. Croce is the son of the legendary Jim Croce. In the span of a 20-plus career, he's headlined festivals, concerts, and major venues worldwide, and has shared the stage with an innumerable list of eclectic artists, from Willie Nelson to Ray Charles, Bela Fleck to James Brown, Lyle Lovett to Morphine, and Rod Stewart to Ben Harper. A.J. Croce will be appearing at the Guthrie Center for a special performance this Saturday, the 17th of May. Our Alan Chartok caught up with Croce on tour in Toronto.
Are you having fun?
I am. I'm in Toronto right now.
It's a wonderful city, isn't it?
It's great. I always have a little trouble getting across the border, but they let me in this time.
Did you bring your... Because once I was going to Canada for a conference in Toronto, and I was at the plane and said, passport, please.
Yeah.
And I said, passport? You don't need a passport. All you need is a driver's license. No.
Right, yeah, that's the way it used to be, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So do the Canadians react differently to your music than the Americans do?
They're kinder and gentler, I guess, overall.
Interesting. Nice.
I'm just kidding. No, I can't really tell you there's any difference.
In your own right, you've done so well, as all those things I just read. But some people are lawyers because their parents, you know,
sure,
inculcate them. Some people are doctors. You're a musician. What do you owe to your dad?
Well, all sorts of stuff. I think because of his love of music, that's how I learned how to play. I mean, listening to his records and listening to the radio and listening to his stuff was certainly the first stuff I listened to. And then after that, you know, I started digging deep into all kinds of music. You know, you're a part of your parents, you know.
Exactly.
So as hard as you may try to escape certain facets of who they are, you carry some of those things with you.
Yeah. When did you know? I mean, when did you know that you had it?
When did I know I had it? There were a couple different times when I felt like that might have been the case. One time was when I was 12 years old and I played a bat mitzvah, and I got paid $20. That was like like a turning point where I went, okay, if I keep on practicing and I keep on playing and that kind of thing.
How come you got that gig?
I went to school with someone who was having a bat mitzvah, and her dad heard me and said, hey, why don't you come and play at the party? And so I did. And then after that, I had another moment like that where I think that when B.B. King heard me play, you know, he came up to me and he said, you know, you've got a great left hand. And I really felt like, oh, maybe I'm decent at this, you know. And the other time it really clicked was my first real tour in New York City with Taj Mahal. And I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't playing to an audience that was coming to see me. They were coming to see him.
Were you opening?
And I was opening a couple shows at the Bottom Line, and I couldn't believe the reaction was amazing. We did four-handed piano stuff, and we played together. And, you know, I was terrified. I thought, you know, New York City is going to be the hardest audience to impress in any fashion. And I found that I live in a town that's probably the hardest town to impress an audience in. So New York wasn't nearly as hard as I thought it was going to be.
And what's your town?
Well, I live in San Diego.
And interesting.
There's a lot of touring artists that won't come and play San Diego just because there's this sort of laid-back thing about the way the audience responds. They're just not as likely to just evoke their passion for what you're doing, and that's putting it nicely, you know? So the weather's good, so people are outdoors. People are, you know, get to a place to be social more than they go to listen to music. So, yeah, there's all kinds of groups that, you know, avoid it every chance they get.
So why did you choose it?
Well, I didn't choose it, really. My folks moved there right before my father passed away. My mom and dad moved to California and moved to San Diego. So that's what happened. And, you know, I've lived in Nashville. I've lived in other places, but it's sort of been my home for most of my life.
So tell us a little bit about making a living as a musician. Is that tough?
Yeah, it's real tough. I mean, it would be nice if it was just playing and recording, you know? It'd be nice if it was just writing songs every day. But there's a lot involved in it. There's all sorts of facets that you need to, you know.
You have an agent?
Have an agent, have a manager, you know, have a label. have a label of my own called Seedling Records, and then with the new album, 12 Tales, I have another label licensed it, which was great because what I discovered in owning my own label is that it's hard to push yourself. It's one thing to push other artists, but when it came to releasing my own albums, I needed to be able to like really talk about myself in a way I wasn't necessarily comfortable.
You know, I've heard from several musicians that selling records or selling CDs is not the way you make money these days. You have to tour. Is that right?
I think both is right. I think the only place where CDs are really selling is at shows. So you really have to be touring to sell records, at least for me. You know, I'm playing a lot of different venues, but most of them are small theaters, you know, and clubs around the United States that, you know.
So how much money can you make? The tax man may be listening, but how much money can you actually make selling CDs at a small theater?
Well, it depends on what you charge. You know, I don't charge a lot for my records, but, you know, generally 20% of an audience will buy a CD. The new one is the most expensive because it has to be, unfortunately. I don't have a choice in it. There's another label involved, and that's $15 for a CD. All my other stuff on Seedling is $10 a piece. So, it can pay for all of the travel and all of the hotels on a tour. I can put it that way.
And how do you tour? You know, I live in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, where you're going to be playing. And, you know, every once in a while at one of the theaters, you see these gigantic tour buses.
No, I don't travel that way. I generally tour as a duo. In this case, I'm traveling solo. So my wife and I are traveling together. So we flew into Toronto from California yesterday. The night before last, I was playing in L.A. Tonight I'm in Toronto. Then we have a rental car. We'll drive to Ann Arbor, playing with Arlo in Ann Arbor, and at a place I've played many, many times called The Arc, which is a great venue. I'll go back to The Arc to headline later in August, but I just thought it was a great thing. It's not so far away, and I thought it would be fun to play with Arlo. I haven't seen him in about a year.
So have you met Bob Ford yet while you've been in Toronto?
You know, it's funny. I posted something about it, inviting him to the gig tonight, saying, you know, honestly, I know my limits, you know, but I'm playing for keeps. You know, I'm ready to throw down the gauntlet.
It's funny. Here is this guy. Here is this crazy mayor. And Toronto is a wonderful city. I mean, it's a beautiful, wonderful city.
Yeah.
And yet it will indelibly be Bob Ford land forever.
Well, you know, I think that's the way all scandals seem like they're going to last forever, but they don't really. I think it'll last for a while, though. There's no doubt. Outside of Toronto, people will remember this for a little while, you know, and I think here they're going to remember it for a long while. It's just such an unusual thing, right?
So, well, yeah, in the age of digits and widgets and putting it on.
Right, right.
And all the rest of it. Are you political at all?
You know, I am, but I usually reserve my opinions as far as that goes because I'm an entertainer. You know, and while I have specific ideas about all kinds of things, and those are my opinions, and I don't necessarily want the pulpit of radio or the stage to necessarily be the place where I sort of soapbox it.
Who'd you marry, and why?
I married my wife. Her name is Marlo. We've been married 20 years this year.
Wow, it's a long time.
We have two kids. And we met when I was, I think, first through a friend when I was 16. I was playing in a band, and she knew the drummer. And so that's how we met. And she came over, and we hung out. We were friends. And then a few years later, a friend was coming over to my place. It must have been like 1990. And Marlo came along as her friend. And she never left. You know, we hit it off. You know, we've been friends for, she's my best friend.
And it's all right. If it's all right, well, could you tell me what went wrong? When it's all wrong, if it's all wrong, it won't be long till it's too late. Is it too late? Tell me now, don't make me wait. Get it straight, get it straight. Try to find a way.
I keep hearing wonderful things about your singing and your playing and your ability. And as I say, you know, the wonderful, historic Arlo's Church, or as Arlo has described it so many times, the Bring Your Own God Church, is just a wonderful venue. And it's managed so ably by And it is a privilege that we're going to have you there this Saturday.
Well, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I've sat in there on Thanksgiving many, many years ago, the first year that Arlo had it, and we had a blast. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
We've been talking with singer-songwriter A.J. Croce. A.J. will be appearing at the Guthrie Center for a special performance this Saturday, May 17th. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 8 p.m. For tickets or information, call 413-528-1955. Again, A.J., thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Alan.
That was singer-songwriter A.J. Croce speaking with Alan Chartok. A.J. will be appearing at the Guthrie Center for a special performance this Saturday, May 17th. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 8. For more information, call 413-528-1955. 413-528-1955. Or visit GuthrieCenter.org. GuthrieCenter.org.
Everyone waiting for a yes or no, living in the here and now. Everybody comes and goes. Shangri-La, Shangri-La. What we got, we don't know. The boulevard, the cable cars, all the trees have turned to buildings, and nothing looks the same. We both charged our credit cards. Lend us what you're willing and keep the change.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.